On 10 March 2026, four significant policy themes came to the forefront, highlighting the complexity and diversity of current affairs. These included a high-trust bilateral relationship with Finland, the next phase of Digital India, the humanitarian cost of explosive weapons in cities, and the emerging fuel economy around green ammonia and green methanol. What makes this significant is the way these themes intersect and inform one another, showcasing the multifaceted nature of global issues. First, let us consider India-Finland relations, which may not always be in the spotlight, but are crucial due to their focus on complementary strengths. Finland excels in clean technology, telecommunications, education, circular economy approaches, and high-end manufacturing, while India offers scale, talent, markets, and digital public infrastructure. This partnership is a prime example of how middle power collaborations can drive innovation, sustainability, skilling, and resilient supply chains, demonstrating a more practical kind of diplomacy that goes beyond grand alliance politics. Building on this, it's worth noting that the Digital India Initiative, launched in 2015, has evolved significantly from its initial focus on internet access to a broader governance framework. This framework encompasses digital public infrastructure, service delivery, identity, payments, and state capacity, fundamentally changing how citizens interact with the state and markets. The deeper policy question now revolves around making digitalization inclusive, secure, and accountable, as digital systems can both reduce leakages and improve convenience, but also create exclusion if access, language, authentication, or grievance redress mechanisms fail. Now, let us turn to the critical issue of explosive weapons in populated areas, which has emerged as a major international humanitarian concern. The use of bombs, artillery, rockets, and missiles in dense urban settings does not remain confined to military targets, leading to the destruction of hospitals, schools, power systems, housing, water networks, and civilian confidence. This raises serious concerns under international humanitarian law, highlighting the need for civilian protection, the limits of military necessity, and the long-term damage to health systems, education, and urban recovery. Moving on to what this means for energy transition, green ammonia and green methanol are becoming increasingly important as fuels and feedstocks that can support sectors difficult to decarbonize through direct electrification. Both depend on low-carbon hydrogen pathways and are being discussed in relation to shipping, fertilizer production, and industrial energy use. For India, this is closely linked to the National Green Hydrogen Mission and the broader strategy of turning energy transition into an industrial opportunity, though it poses challenges related to affordable renewable power, electrolysis, storage, transport, and demand creation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Finland relationship is built around technology, education, clean energy, and innovation, showing the importance of issue-based middle power partnerships. Digital India, launched in 2015, goes beyond digitization to digital public infrastructure and service delivery, with key concerns including inclusion, cybersecurity, privacy, and grievance redress. Explosive weapons in populated areas cause large civilian harm in dense urban spaces, damaging housing, hospitals, schools, and critical infrastructure, which is important for international humanitarian law and civilian protection debates. Green ammonia and green methanol are linked to low-carbon hydrogen pathways and are important for shipping, fertilizers, and hard-to-abate industrial uses, with India seeing them as part of the green industrial transition. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key terms: India-Finland relations, Digital India 2015, explosive weapons in populated areas, green ammonia, green methanol, and the National Green Hydrogen Mission. For mains, particularly in GS2, consider digital governance and international cooperation, while in GS3, focus on urban conflict, energy transition, and green industrial policy. Note these carefully, as they will be crucial for your exam preparation. In conclusion, the interconnected themes of India-Finland relations, Digital India, the humanitarian cost of explosive weapons, and the rise of green ammonia and green methanol underscore the complexity and interdependence of global issues, highlighting the need for a nuanced and multifaceted approach to understanding and addressing these challenges.